This is Football Nation. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL. Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Football Nation. It is week 15 in the NFL. Big AFC East matchup this weekend with the Pats and the Dolphins. I'm Bill Enright. With me, as always, is Todd DeVries, produced by Kevin Collins. What's going on, fellas?
Not much, my friend. Ready for a little Thursday action?
Bill, are you eating a sandwich right now?
I just had a little bit of a Christmas cookie.
Boom.
What Christmas cookie?
I could tell he threw to you real quick, Todd, because he was munching on something.
I had to finish that bite.
Cat's out of the bag.
Welcome to the show. I got to eat. You guys talk for 5 minutes. Well, hell, Bill, on Tuesday I threw it to Kevin, and he talked for 15 minutes, so maybe
true,
that was your
plan. But I had planned that out in my head, though. The spotlight was on, shining off my bald head.
You did sound a little different, Bill, at first.
No, I could tell. I was like,
you sounded like you were like 65 years old.
Yeah, I was like, he's either got denture problems or he's mouthing something.
I couldn't resist. I just made a nice cup of tea. I wanted a Christmas cookie, so I had to indulge.
What kind of Christmas cookie? Give us the
details. I don't know what kind. This is a first ever. It was an odd-shaped...
Oblong
shaped. It had a little bit of powdered sugar on it. It was like a white cookie, hard on the outside, but nice and soft on the inside. It was delicious.
Do you have any like filling, raspberry filling or anything?
No.
I like those ones with like the raspberry inside.
Yeah, those are good. That's kind of what this cookie was, but without the raspberry and like powdered sugar on it. It was very good.
Do you have any more to eat before we get started here?
No, I dunked it in my tea and I'm ready to go now.
I'm sorry, Bill. I just thought it was funny.
No, that's great. I'm glad.
But I'm glad it wasn't just me, Kevin, because I thought, you know, I don't know. Kevin, I thought Bill was having.
It's like when you can hear Todd crack open his beers in the background before the show. Those are always good.
Yes.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
You know, it's always tough because I never know exactly what time we're going to go on. So I kind of have this ticking clock in my head.
Yeah.
I ran downstairs. I turned on the Christmas lights because by the time we get off air, it's 6 o'clock
in my house.
Pitch black, yeah. And I poured my tea. I grabbed two cookies.
I'm with you.
I fatified for a second, and now
we're
on air.
You needed a quick little sugar burst to get through the show. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's all it is, and now I'm ready to go. Baby, I'm pumped up. It is week 15 in the NFL. We got the fantasy football playoffs, the semifinals or the opening round for a lot of leagues out there. Major playoff implications for a lot of the fantasy or for a lot of the NFL matchups this weekend, starting with tonight's game, the Chargers and the Broncos.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
I love that.
There you go.
I've never once had a Mountain Dew in my life.
Nah, I'm not a Mountain Dew fan either.
I like it. It's just not good for you. I'll have one every, like, 6 months.
But,
it's like pure sugar in a can.
Did you ever have Jolt?
Oh, yeah, I've had one of those. Those energy drinks are like pure sugar in a can.
I think I've said this before. Out of all the Coke and Pepsi, Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi I've ever had in my life, it probably amounts to one can.
That's a good thing. I'm proud of you. I've
never drank soda.
The last time
I drank soda was probably 6, 7 years ago.
I used to drink it a lot, and then I cut it out of my diet completely.
Never had a Dr.
Like,
Pepper.
I'll have a treat every once in a while and have a Coke. I like a Coke, a good Coke every once in a while. Like on an airplane or something like that. But other than that, nothing.
I know Todd's Todd's not a big coffee guy. See, I'm a huge coffee drinker.
Nope.
Love it. I love it. But Todd, not at all. He drinks his 5-hour energies.
Well, I don't drink them every day.
No. But that's your
whenever
go-to.
I need something. Yeah.
Right. We got a long road trip ahead of us.
Like once a month, maybe.
Right. But I'm just saying, I'm a daily, sometimes twice a day coffee drinker. And you don't even, you know.
Diet. Here's my diet. I don't drink soda. I don't drink coffee. I do diet green tea.
I like that. With
some vitamin water. Vitamin water. I like that.
Okay. I like to find him. I'm usually just a go-to Poland Spring kind of guy.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
How about we talk football?
I like that. I like that idea.
Bill, tonight, probably the best Thursday night game since week one.
You know, they finally got it right, Todd, and this is the last Thursday night game of the year, and it took them 15 weeks or however long.
You got the Broncos again. This time, week one was against the Ravens, which, you know, that was a great matchup in week one. It's still a pretty good matchup.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just looked through all the weeks.
Uh-huh.
And this is the best one since.
Yeah, I know. It's been a major letdown. I don't think we'll get let down tonight. Phillip Rivers and Peyton Manning, a lot of fantasy implications in this one. I believe the Broncos can wrap up a first-round bye with a win tonight.
Bill, quickly, for the fantasy folks out there, how many players tonight are viable fantasy options? Oh. I mean, there's going to be serious fantasy juice in this game.
Double digits.
10 to 12 guys?
Yeah, I mean, we can go through them if you want. You start off with the Broncos. You got Peyton, Sean Moreno.
Two.
Demaryius Thomas, Julius
Three.
Thomas, Eric
Four.
Decker.
Five.
Matt Prater is kicking 64-yard field goals
Six.
And breaking records. And then you look at the Chargers. You got Rivers.
Seven.
Matthews and Woodhead,
Eight.
If you're in a PPR league. Keenan
Eight
Allen
and a half.
For sure. Antonio Gates.
Nine.
You threw in half in there. How about Monte Ball? We'll go back to the Broncos. He might be a decent
Keenan
flex
Allen.
Option.
Ten.
Keenan Allen, yep,
ten,
said him.
Ten and a half. Yeah, so we're between 10 and 12.
It's certainly a lot.
So there's, it's, you know, it's huge for a lot of reasons. Patriots fans are rooting for the Broncos to lose for the home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Right.
All right?
Yep.
You got that deal working. The Chargers need to win to stay in the wild card hunt.
They certainly do.
And then you've got all the fantasy implications. So it's, you know, it's a big, big night of Thursday Night Football, Bill.
Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
There you go.
We'll see what happens with the Chargers taking on the Broncos in Denver tonight. And it's not going to be that cold, Todd.
No, the high today was 51, low 29, and it's clear.
So downright tropical compared to here.
Yeah.
It's frigid out.
Yeah, it's cold all throughout the Northeast. But
no, the Northeast is in the freeze box.
Yeah. Obviously, last week we dealt with that blizzard in Philadelphia, and a lot of other games had some snowy conditions. This weekend it doesn't look that bad. The Bears and the Browns in Cleveland.
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
A little bit, yeah. Seattle and the Giants in New Jersey, New York.
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
The Bills and the Jaguars, it's supposed to be warm, but we all know how it goes down there in Florida. The downpour conditions are expected for Sunday during the game. And then the Jets versus Panthers in Carolina.
A little bit of rain there.
A little bit of rain, sure.
Not bad. There's five games in domes this week, too, Bill.
We love that.
So, fantasy kickers, start your kickers in the domes.
There you go. The two other primetime games this weekend, major, major playoff implications for the AFC North with the Bengals and the Steelers kicking off Sunday Night Football, Football Night in America.
Yeah. You know, what are your thoughts on that game?
I think the Bengals could really take another step forward by taking down Pittsburgh, because on Monday night, the Ravens and the Lions play. That game has AFC North and NFC North playoff significance.
Yeah. I mean, if the Bengals lose and the Ravens win, the Ravens are one game back of
right.
the Bengals.
Right.
So they kind of need a double whammy there to happen because, after this weekend, there's only two games left.
I know.
So if the Ravens and if they don't make up any ground on the Bengals this week, then they're down two games with two to go. So wouldn't look good for the Ravens to try to win that division.
And the Ravens play the Pats in 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. I think the Bengals are going to wrap up that division
this weekend.
I don't know. It's in Pittsburgh. Maybe Pittsburgh wins it and stays alive. But I just don't see the Ravens overtaking the Bengals with so few weeks left.
Well, it's interesting, Todd, because the Bengals play the Vikings next week, which should be a win. But then they play the Ravens in week 17.
The Bengals?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Hmm.
So the Ravens have the Lions, the Pats, and then the Bengals.
They lost to the Ravens first time around.
Yeah.
So the Ravens need to be one game back going into that game, and they need to beat the Bengals, and then they have the edge.
Right.
Be tied with them, but beat them twice. Then have the edge. Okay.
That is correct, sir. Right. Well, listen, in addition to all the NFL playoff matchups this weekend, we know it's your fantasy football playoffs, your semifinals, your opening round, depending on your league format. We're here to help. We want to help you dominate your opponents, set your lineups. The number here is 855-728-7500, 855-PATS-500. Feel free to give us a call. You can also email us, webradio@patriots.com. And if you happen to be listening to the show a little bit later in the week, maybe you got the Patriots mobile app or you're listening to us on demand via the podcast, you can always hit us up on Twitter. Todd is at CFF Geek. I am at Bill Enright. And I believe Kevin is PatsRadio_Kev. Yes! I got it. I like the name change, Kev. I think it'll help.
That was a Marv Albert, like,
Yes! Yes! From downtown!
Yes! Oh,
Kevin Collins! Yes! Kevin Collins on Twitter for three! Got it! Marv Albert, Syracuse alum. You know, I can do the, imitation.
You got no response out of Kevin on that. None.
I wonder why.
He did the ding ding.
You know what? He might be on the phone or something. I think the phone lines are ringing. He's answering them, so. That's why.
Working. He's working then.
He's working. He's hustling. Can't knock the hustle.
Yeah, he is. He's typing something in the call screen.
I see that. Yes, I see that.
Wow.
Can't knock the hustle, Todd.
All right.
So we do have a busy show today. We're going to go over the current playoff picture a little bit later, break down the AFC standings, the NFC standings. We'll go into our Week 15 matchup previews and breakdowns, taking your start-sit questions throughout the show. Kerry Byrne from coldhardfootballfacts.com is going to join us a little bit later as well. I think we should jump to the phone lines where our friend James is in a 10-team standard league. What's going on, James?
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
Hey, this week I'm a little nervous because I got Phillip Rivers or Tom Brady. I don't know who to start.
Oh, wow. That's a close one. You know?
Looking at ffchamps.com, Bill, we have them ranked 6 and 7. Brady,
yeah.
6, Rivers 7.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you to go with Brady.
All right, because the reason why I'm asking is because I already have Eric Decker playing, and on my flex, I don't know if I should take out Monte Ball, either put Julian Edelman or Greg Jennings in.
What's your format?
Yeah, that's a good question.
What's your scoring format?
Standard, regular.
Okay.
I wouldn't put Jennings in. The Ball and Edelman debate is close. I may go with Monte Ball only because it's not a PPR league.
All right.
You don't sound too convinced there, James.
No, it's just that, like, I'm all set at wide receiver and tight end. I got Dez Bryant and Eric Decker and Jimmy Graham.
Okay.
I lost AP. I don't know if he's going to play this week, so I have Toby Gerhardt in the lineup.
That's smart. A good move, yep.
Yeah, so pretty much the only one I'm second-guessing is the quarterback. Like, I like Tom Brady, but he lost Gronkowski. So, like, I'm more nervous about that. And plus, he doesn't play too well in Miami.
You know, Kevin, I'd like your opinion on this. And, Todd, you should chime in as well. I feel like Brady's going to be more fired up than usual this weekend because of the loss of Rob Gronkowski.
I agree.
So he can come out there wheeling and dealing, and, you know, you don't expect it just because Gronk's out of the lineup.
I think he's also challenged, too, is Bill, is because he's hearing about this nationally and locally. And also he's getting kind of bashed nationally and locally for the slow starts that the Patriots have got off to.
Right.
And a lot of people are blaming him, saying that he's off the mark, especially in the first quarter, the second quarter. So I think he's going to take it as a kind of a personal affront and a personal challenge to try to get the offense off on the right foot on Sunday.
There's no doubt about it. Brady was playing at his best with Gronk in the lineup in terms of a fantasy standpoint. Obviously, the Pats were still winning games even without Gronk. But I think you go with Brady this weekend instead of Rivers.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, James. Thanks for the phone call, James. Todd, you know, it's tough with the Thursday night game and Rivers taking on the Broncos tonight. You're expecting a high-scoring affair, certainly a shootout, or at least the Chargers trying to pass a lot to keep up.
Yeah, you know, it's a Thursday night game, so in the very back of my brain, I'm a little tiny bit worried.
Okay.
Just the tiniest bit, because some of these Thursday night games have been absolute snooze fests. You would hope that wouldn't be the case tonight.
It won't be.
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
But, you know, that's an interesting dilemma he has, because if you think about it, Bill, you know, we advised him to go with Ball tonight and then Brady on Sunday versus Rivers and Ball tonight.
Right.
He already has Decker going tonight. I know you have this dilemma in one of your leagues. You were telling me off the air.
I do.
You have a lot of players going in tonight's game, which is why we broke down that there's, you know, 10, 11, 12 viable fantasy players tonight. How many guys do you have going tonight in one of your leagues?
And it's players, Todd, that I just can't bench. I am going with Phillip Rivers, and I'm using Eric Decker. I'm using Julius Thomas. And the real debate for me is between Keenan Allen. It's a full-point PPR. It's Keenan Allen, Pierre Thomas, or Zach Stacy. So I think I'm rolling with Keenan Allen. I got four guys going tonight.
Right. I mean,
But it's guys that I've been using all year. So the Thursday night matchup's not going to scare me out of using my starters. These are the guys that got me here, and you dance with the girl that brought you.
All right, I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that. It's just interesting because his the four players that were in question for him, we could have told him to go Brady and Edelman.
Right.
That he's putting all of his eggs in that basket. We could have told him to go Ball and Rivers.
Right.
He's putting his, you know, a lot of eggs in tonight's game. So I like that he diversified. You know, you go Brady on Sunday, and you go Monte Ball tonight. You know, Monte Ball the last 2 weeks, 28 carries over the last 2 weeks, Bill, 13 and 15 carries. So he's getting the touches. He had 117 the first week and then 77 or vice versa. I forget. But, you know, he's getting it done. Even in a backup role, you get the sense they're kind of saving Moreno just a little bit. Ever since that huge Moreno game against the Patriots.
Yeah.
You get the sense they're just saving him just a little bit more. They're trusting Monte Ball a little bit more down the stretch here as they prepare for the playoffs.
Yeah, and I think that's a smart move by them because Moreno's just been a workhorse.
As long as Monte Ball doesn't fumble.
Yeah, he's had that problem similar to Stephen Ridley, coughing up the ball, putting it on the carpet inside the red zone. So that'll be certainly something that ticks off Peyton Manning just as it does with Brady and Belichick.
But what I love about tonight is both teams need to win. You know, it's no hold. They're not going to hold anything back. They both desperately need to win tonight. The one thing that is a slight concern in addition to just the Thursday night fantasy curse is the Chargers in a couple games, Bill, they have played it close to the vest, trying to win low-scoring games. Remember that game against the Colts earlier in the season?
Yes, I do.
They just ball controlled them to death. And it was a low-scoring game, and it was a little disappointing.
I think they tried to do that the first time around against Denver.
They did.
And what happened was they had the ball at time of possession 8 minutes in the first quarter. And I think they came away with a field goal or a touchdown. And then, boom, Peyton got on the field, threw a 93-yard touchdown or an 83-yard touchdown to Julius Thomas. And the time of possession was 8 minutes to 30 seconds, and the game was tied.
Exactly.
So I think they may have learned their lesson the last time around.
The last game, by the way, Bill, was 28-20 in the favor of the Broncos. Phillip Rivers, 218 yards, one touchdown. Keenan Allen, 4 for 41. Gates, yeah. 4 for 62. Demaryius Thomas, Julius Thomas, all had big games. I mean,
big
DT
days.
Had three touchdowns.
Yeah, he did.
108 yards, and Manning did his damage like he always does. So I'm with you. I'm not that concerned, but, man, I just never will never forget those couple of games, like you mentioned, where the Chargers tried to ball control the other team to death. And it, you know, it takes the wind out of the fantasy sails when they do that. So
yeah, certainly.
Let's hope that that doesn't happen. You kind of hope the Broncos get out to the lead early, and the Chargers just roll up their sleeves and go, okay, you know, we're going to try to outgun you.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So let's hope. I'm hoping for a couple early scores from the Broncos, get the game rolling, and then we're off and running.
Yeah, I hear that. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. Let's go to Josh in Charlottesville. What's up, Josh?
What's happening, guys?
How's it going?
Going pretty good, man. I think I just called you a few hours ago, too. But I was just trolling through the waiver wire a little bit. Notice these Jets left Julian Edelman on there. He's a free agent. It doesn't really matter what waiver priority I have. But I need to know who to drop out of these three people or four. Well, not dropping Nick Foles, but I have Tony Romo and Russell Wilson sitting on the bench. And I also have Victor Cruz, who's just been really sorry this year. I was trying to pick up Edelman to start my flex over Michael Crabtree. The throw Ravens really started to turn it on this year. So, who would you drop between Romo or Wilson?
All right, hold on. First of all, you only start one quarterback in this league?
Yes.
Okay, so you have Romo, Wilson, and Foles, Bill. You don't need three quarterbacks.
No.
Edelman's out there. Which one do you drop?
I'm going after Edelman for sure. Russell Wilson plays the Giants. Did your playoffs run through week 16 or 17?
16.
Okay, so the Seahawks play the Giants and the Cardinals the next two games. The Cowboys have the Packers this weekend, and then they play Washington. Romo has the better schedule, so I would drop Russell Wilson.
All right. And who would you start over, Gonzo or Jordan Cameron? I know Gonzo's had that toe problem. He's been limited in practice all week, and Cameron actually came out and had a pretty decent game against New England. So would you roll with him, or would you stick with Gonzalez?
I'd go with Jordan Cameron this weekend.
Right on. Thanks, fellas.
You got it, Josh. Best of luck to you. Thanks for the phone call.
I think Bill, we're going to get a lot of tight end questions today, bud.
I was just going to say that. A lot of people are going to have tight end questions.
You know, It's interesting because Dennis Pitta is back on the map in a huge way.
Yep.
Charles Clay had a big game last week. James Cameron had a big game last week. You know, you got Gates tonight. Arns Julius playing well. Some people are still hanging on to Jordan Reed. There's just a lot. You know, Tammy, people are talking about Tammy. They're kind of grasping for straws at Tammy tonight.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of action going on with the tight end position right now.
Yeah, and every point matters, and that's why I think a lot of people are set with their running backs. They're set with their wide receivers. For the most part, they're set with their quarterbacks. It's going to be a lot of tight ends. It's going to be
flex.
Maybe yeah. Flex. Yep, flex questions.
And some QBs, you know, the people that have two QBs, that, you know, like the Brady and Rivers thing. The names we're going to hear more often in this show than not at the tight end position are going to be Cameron, Gonzo, and Pitta. Those are the three that keep popping up over and over. And the emails we get, the tweets we get, it just seems like those three guys are the guys that people are on the fence about.
Yeah, you're right, Todd, and it's interesting because not only are they on the fence, but they're very, very close on our rankings. I mean, we're talking about Jordan Cameron being 4, Tony Gonzalez being 6. You know, it's not like Cameron was 4 and Gonzalez was 13. These guys are going to be neck and neck, and that's what happens when you're talking about the fantasy football playoffs. It's always close calls.
There's one thing we need to mention here, Bill, before we move forward.
Yeah.
How about the Washington benching their quarterback?
Isn't that interesting, Todd? Because you think about all the hype that surrounded RG3.
Bill, I walked into my local giant sports store in my town.
Yeah.
In August, and I saw more. I mean, RG3 is all over the place.
That's all they have.
Should have changed the name to the RG3 Sports Place. It was, I mean, everywhere. He was everywhere with his sponsors and everything. And rightly so. You know, he's a very marketable player, one of the top-selling jerseys in the league. And, you know, 14 weeks, 15 weeks later, he's benched.
Yeah. You want my thoughts on the situation?
Get thoughts, and then we can talk about Kirk Cousins a bit.
Well, I'm not surprised that Shanahan went to go with RG3 this weekend. I mean, the Redskins are 3-10 at this point. RG3 clearly struggling. Should he have made the move a couple of weeks ago? Yes, maybe. Will this move?
The thing is this, man. The thing is, they're saying they're trying to basically preserve him for next year.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that happen before?
No. Not when there's only 2 games left and the offseason's 7 months long.
Yeah, it's just, all his sponsors, he's on every commercial.
Subway, Adidas.
Yeah, he's on all everything. All the commercials. Well, I mean, they can't be too happy right now.
No. I don't know what to say. I mean, it's one of those situations where we haven't seen it before, but we all saw it coming.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mike Shanahan is probably done in Washington after all this. His public spat with the owner, Dan Snyder, is certainly going back and forth in the media, and it's getting hotter and hotter by the day. Every press conference, it's a new great soundbite about him and Dan Snyder and their relationship and what he should have done last year and what happened when he cleaned out his office. And it's getting very, very heated down there in D.C. What do you call it, the D.C.?
I told you a couple weeks ago, they should just. The Redskins are a controversial name, right? It's been the big story this year. They should change their name to the DC Dumpster Fire.
DC Dumpster Fire. I mean, this thing's out of control.
Yeah, it's every week. It just gets worse and worse for them. But bringing it back to fantasy quickly, Kirk Cousins. I think he'll actually provide a spark for the offense. I think he'll play well this weekend. I'm not saying go out and start him.
Yeah.
But maybe as a defensive move, go out and grab the guy.
I have him as my 20th ranked quarterback. The matchup is certainly good, and we saw Kirk Cousins come in last year when he was a rookie, and RG3 was out with an injury. I think it was against the Baltimore Ravens. Cousins actually led him in a fourth quarter game winning drive that helped get them into the playoffs. So we know Cousins is capable, but I have him at 20 behind guys like Big Ben and Carson Palmer.
Okay.
But what I do think it can help is I can help guys like Pierre Garçon and Alfred Morris, that's for sure.
Well, it certainly can't hurt.
Right.
You know, I think it's a spark. I think he'll play well. I think he'll be an average fantasy quarterback. If you're in a bind, but more importantly, hopefully you aren't in a bind, and you grab him for a defensive move.
You got a fantasy football lineup question. Now's the time to get it in. 855-728-7500. Emails, web radio, patriots.com. We got to take a quick break when we come back. The current playoff picture for both the NFC and AFC. Todd and I will break it down, tell you what matchups to look out for in Week 15. You're listening to Football Nation on patriots.com radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go.
Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epocher. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Welcome back to Football Nation. Bill Enright alongside Todd DeVries. Excellently produced by our guy Kevin Collins. We're going to have a fun show today. Week 15 in the NFL playoff hunt, and the playoff standings are certainly heating up. Todd, let's take a look at the AFC current playoff standings. We have the Denver Broncos taking on the San Diego Chargers tonight. Right now, the Denver Broncos are leading the AFC West. They're 11-2. They've already clinched a playoff spot, and I believe by winning tonight, beating the Chargers, they'll earn a first-round bye.
Yeah, they would. And, you know, I've said it a million times, so have you. We're going to see the Patriots and Broncos meet up in January.
You think so?
It's meant to be.
That's going to be it.
That'll be it.
I mean, I'm with you.
Do these other teams really scare you in the playoffs? Bengals, Colts, Ravens, Dolphins maybe, even the Chiefs. I guess the Chiefs in Arrowhead, but they're kind of starting to fall apart a little bit. Chiefs would be the scariest team.
Yeah. Right now the Pats are the 2 seed. They would have home field advantage if they hold on. They're 10-3 right now. They're winning the AFC East, but surprisingly, they haven't officially clinched the AFC East yet. It'll certainly help if they beat the Dolphins this weekend, though.
Well, if they beat the Dolphins, then they would be in.
Yeah.
They would clinch it.
Yeah.
If it ended right now, the Bengals would host the Ravens in a wild card.
Right.
And the Chiefs would go to Indianapolis for the other wild card game.
Right. The Bengals are 9-4. They're AFC North champions as it currently stands. The Colts are actually the only team to clinch a divisional title in the AFC. They're 8-5. How yeah. bad is the AFC South that the Colts can clinch the division at 8-5 with 2 games left?
3 games left.
I'm sorry. 3 games left.
Yeah. It's not a good division. I mean, the Texans are pretty much the biggest flop in the entire NFL, and them and the Falcons. Yeah. And I guess they could throw the Redskins in there. But really, the Texans, the Jags are terrible. And the Titans are just mediocre pretty much every year. So not a good division. Colts are a paper tiger. I don't see them doing anything in the playoffs. I think they're going to be one and done.
All right, for the wild card spot, you mentioned the Chiefs. They're 10-3. I don't think anyone's going to catch them. I think they're a lock for the wild card.
Yep.
All right, now here's where it gets interesting, because the Ravens are 7-6. They have the last wild card spot as it currently stands. They play the Lions this Monday night. They play the Patriots next weekend. And then they play the Bengals in week 17. What do we make of the Ravens' playoff chances?
I mean, who's going to catch them? The Jets aren't going to catch them. I know they're only 1 game back. Do you really think the Jets are going to wind up winning enough down the stretch to catch them? This is the process of elimination here.
Let's talk about who's in the hunt then. Miami Dolphins, 7-6. They play the Patriots this weekend. San Diego Chargers are 6-7. They take on the Broncos tonight. And the New York Jets are 6-7. They play the Carolina Panthers this weekend.
Okay. Well, so right now the Ravens are in, and you just mentioned that the teams that are in the hunt. The Ravens hold a tiebreaker over the Dolphins.
They do.
Head-to-head tiebreaker.
They have them right now. They're both 7-6, so that's why the Ravens would be in.
Yes.
But let's just pay attention to the schedule down the stretch here. The Dolphins play the Pats, then the Bills, and then the Jets in the next 3 weeks. All AFC East matchups, all very familiar opponents, all very capable wins outside of this weekend against the Pats.
Right, and then you already said it. The Ravens have an interesting schedule, kind of a tough schedule.
I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah. They got to go to Detroit. Then
right.
They have the Patriots.
Yep.
And then they got to go to Cincy.
Tough. Tough 3 games. We may see the Miami Dolphins in the playoffs.
Oh my
God. The Bullies, the Miami Bullies.
Really? These teams are just so blah.
I'll tell you, Todd, if the Ravens don't manage to beat the Miami Dolphins, or excuse me, the Ravens don't
boring.
Manage to beat... Yeah, it's boring. If the Ravens don't manage to beat the Lions on Monday night, it could very well be the Dolphins, because I think I have more faith in the Dolphins beating the Bills and the Jets than I do with the Ravens beating the Pats and the Bengals.
Yeah, I agree with you there. It's just, it's a jumbled mess. There's really just four teams fighting for one spot. And quite frankly, I'd love to see the Chargers come out of there, but their schedule's even more difficult than the Ravens.
See, I've kind of said all along I would like to see the Chargers get into the playoffs, but I don't know if it's going to happen. They play the Broncos this weekend. We don't think they'll win tonight.
Right.
Who do they got next week?
Raiders win.
Yeah.
Kansas City.
See, it's in San Diego. By that
good
time,
chance, though, good chance Chiefs won't be playing for anything.
That's what I was just going to say. By that time, the Chiefs look like a lock for the wild card.
And they'll know that they have to play the very next week. So
they'll play each other the next week?
No. The Chiefs will have the wild card locked up.
Right.
There's really nothing they can do to help themselves by winning Week 17, but they have to play the very next week in a wild card game. They don't have a bye.
Right.
So, you know, because some coaches don't want to rest their players. If they have a bye, then they rest them for 2 weeks, and they get off schedule and all that crap. So, but still, I mean, bottom line, Chargers got to play Denver and KC. Not easy. Really, like you said, Miami's got the easiest road.
It'll be incredible.
And that's terrible.
If they make it. Yeah.
That's,
I mean,
just awful.
I do not want to see the Miami Dolphins.
Could you imagine the ratings for a Miami at Cincinnati wildcard game?
Oof.
I mean, the NFL gets great ratings no matter who's playing, but that's a bad scenario.
Well, and don't forget, the Colts have a shot to overtake the Bengals for that 3 seed.
Yeah. Well, at least they could market Andrew Luck.
I'm just going to say, but the Dolphins already beat the Colts this year.
No,
19-9, way back in Week 6. That was a win for the Dolphins. The Colts play the Texans, the Chiefs, and the Jags. So they might have a chance to overthrow the Bengals. Bengals will move down to the 4 seed.
All right. You know, all I'm saying is it doesn't matter. None of this matters. It's going to be the Patriots and Broncos.
Okay. All right.
No one's
going to make a run like Joe Flacco and the Ravens did last year.
The only team that could is the Chiefs.
All right. We'll see.
Colts can't. Bengals can't. Ravens can't. Miami can't. Chargers can't. Certainly Jets can't.
If you're the Bengals or the Colts, you don't want the 4 seed because you're playing KC.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to. You're exactly right. Hey, you know, if the Ravens sneak in, I mean, they're dangerous. They are the defending champs, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who would you want to, just as an NFL fan, Bill, rank the 4 teams for the 6th spot? Ravens, Miami, San Diego, New York Jets. Rank them as you'd like to see them make the playoffs.
Chargers, Ravens, Dolphins, Jets.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I'm not, you know, that's not anything going out on a limb. I think the majority of NFL fans would agree.
The majority would want the Ravens, probably the Ravens in there, I would think.
Yeah,
possibly.
Unless they're sick of seeing the Ravens. You know, sometimes that backfires. Once you won the Super Bowl.
Well, Patriots fans don't want the Ravens in.
No.
I'm sure they're sick and tired of them, and they want them out of there.
I'd have to agree.
They're more of a threat, too.
Yeah.
Because they've done it before.
Right.
Yeah. So, to me, the AFC is kind of boring.
Yeah.
Now, what gets interesting is if the Patriots drop a game and are suddenly fighting for that 2 seed. Because don't forget, Bill, they lost to the Bengals.
So if the Patriots lose in their next, they play the Miami Dolphins this weekend, they play the Ravens in Week 16, who do they finish up the season with? I got it right in front of me. Hold on. The Pats.
No, I'm looking at the Bengals right now.
Pats end with Buffalo.
Pats end with Buffalo. So that's a win.
Yeah, and you got the Bengals. I mean, here's the deal: if the Bengals and Patriots tie, the Bengals have the edge.
I don't think the Pats finish anything lower than 2. I think they finish with the 2 seed.
Bengals, let's play win loss at Pittsburgh. Bengals at Pittsburgh.
That's this weekend, right?
Yep.
I'm gonna give the Steelers the win.
Okay, so That would be huge for Patriots fans. And then you've got them at Minnesota at home.
Win.
And then Baltimore's a huge game at the end of the year.
Right. That one's a toss-up. The Bengals could go 1-2, or they could go 2-1. I guess they can go 3-0, but I just don't see that happening. They're going to lose at least one of their next
three games. If
they're
going to lose at least one, then the Patriots are in good shape.
They should be fine.
You don't see them going 1-2, Patriots.
I really, not with the Bills this in week 17 and the Dolphins this weekend. But if they happen to lose this weekend, they're the pressure certainly on to beat the Ravens. Because you can't go 1-2.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying, yeah, exactly. If the Patriots can win this week and the Bengals lose, then the Patriots are almost a lock for the 2 seed.
Here's what happens if the Pats go 1-2. They lose their next 2 games, and then they beat the Bills with a throwaway game in Week 17. The world will collapse, okay? Because you got all the Rob Gronkowski news coming out of the woodwork, not just local Boston media. I'm talking about national media coverage about Rob Gronkowski, what he means to the Pats, how they can't win without him. Brady's in trouble. Belichick's upset. The offense isn't moving the football. Danny Amendola isn't replacing Welker good enough. It really will become a you-know-what-hit-the-fan situation if the Pats go 1-2. If the Pats lose the next 2 games, watch out, because you don't want to be losing, beating the Bills, which is just, you know, one of those Week 17 games of we're getting ready for the playoffs, and, you know, they get a close win against the Bills, and then all of a sudden the playoffs are there. That's why I really believe, Kev, that the answer is you want the bye in the first round, even without Rob Gronkowski. Kevin must be busy.
No, I just don't agree. I don't know how else I can say it.
All right. All right, let's go over to the NFC then, Todd.
Please.
If Kevin's not going to take my bait.
No, he's not going to sway me.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. I mean, that argument's over now. I mean, he's not coming back. So, and right now, of course you want him to have the bye.
But where I am with you is that I do not think Cincinnati will win out. And with the Patriots already having a one-game lead, I think, you know, that puts them in great position to get the bye.
Yeah, I think so.
A lot of people think, at least in these circles, think that Cincinnati will win out after they beat Indy last week. I don't think they will.
Yeah.
They're still the Bengals.
They're a lot better than they used to be. I mean, they're in the playoffs the last 2 years.
I still don't trust them in a huge game.
We'll see. They might get their first-round win this year. This is a team that was in the playoffs the last 2 years. They got axed by the Texans. Texans aren't even in the running. They're in the running for first-round pick.
First overall pick.
Yeah, first overall pick.
So there, just to recap the AFC, there are 4 teams that can clinch this weekend. Broncos, Chiefs, Patriots, and Bengals.
Correct.
Can all clinch if certain things happen.
Right.
Clinch playoff spot. In the NFC, there are also 4 teams that could clinch this weekend if certain things happen.
Who are
Seahawks,
they?
Saints, Niners, and Panthers can all clinch depending on what happens with other teams. They can actually clinch a playoff spot this weekend, Bill.
Oh. All right.
Oh. The Seahawks are in the driver's seat for the number 1 seed. We've talked about it ad nauseum over the weeks. They have a 1-game edge over the Saints, and they have the tiebreaker, Bill. So they would have to go 1-2 to finish out the year, and then the Saints went out for that to for them to not have the number 1 seed. That's not happening.
You can chalk up the Seattle Seahawks for a win this weekend. They're playing the Giants.
Yeah, so the Seahawks are going to be the 1 seed. You know, the 2 seed's still up in the air because the Panthers have to play the Saints, not this week, but next, right?
Yeah, even with the Saints beating the Panthers last weekend, it's no guarantee that something happens in the next 3 games where the Panthers, you know, make a flip-flop with the Saints. A little switcheroo.
Could easily happen.
Yeah.
So that to me, the NFC is a lot more intriguing because there's so much that can happen. You know, we talked about there's only 7 teams in the entire AFC that have a winning record right now.
Right.
And in the NFC, there are 9 and 9.5 if you count the Packers, who are 6-6-1.
Mm-hmm.
So there's basically 10 teams that, you know, and they're all kind of intriguing teams too, unless you are not interested in the Cardinals. But
in the AFC, it's really just the AFC North and that final wild card spot. To me, the East is locked up with the Pats, The West is locked up with the Broncos. The South is locked up with the Colts. It's going to come down to the Bengals and the Ravens. The Chiefs have that last wild card spot. Mm-hmm. And then the Bengals and the Ravens and, you know, Miami or the Chargers as that last wild card.
Right.
In the NFC.
There are legitimately 10 teams that could still make the
right.
playoffs.
The NFC East is still up in the air with the Eagles and the Cowboys. The NFC North is still up in the air with the Lions and the Bears.
And the Packers.
And the two wild card spots, hey, Panthers are 9-4 and 49ers are 9-4. But you know what? Arizona's 8-5 and they're playing really well.
They are.
Only one game back.
They are. So the games to circle are next week, Bill. Not this week, next week. Panthers host the Saints in a rematch from last week's, you know.
Right.
Disaster.
Huge game.
The last week of the season, the Eagles travel to Dallas in a huge game that'll likely decide the NFC East.
That's another big one.
And then you got the whole mess in the NFC North that you touched on.
It's getting crazy up there.
Yeah. So it's interesting how it all played out because the Eagles beat Detroit to knock them back, and then Chicago beat Dallas to level with Detroit.
Correct.
So you had this NFC East, NFC North thing going on. By the way, the Packers won to stay in the hunt. You got three teams with six losses in that division. So it's a mess.
All right, but we both know, or we both believe, Seattle will finish as the one. Let's just say the Saints finish as the two for argument's sake, and we put the Panthers in at the wild card.
Okay.
All right, so now let's talk about the 3, 4, and 6 seed in the NFC. The Eagles, Todd, they play the Minnesota Vikings this weekend, right?
Yes.
They play the Chicago Bears in week 16, and they play the Dallas Cowboys in week 17.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, let's say they beat the Vikings and they beat the Bears. I think that Week 17 game against the Cowboys won't mean as much because they'll already have clinched. Because, listen, the Cowboys, I think their schedule is a little tougher. The Cowboys have to play the Packers this weekend. I think they're going to lose.
No Aaron Rodgers?
Even without Aaron Rodgers, I think they lose. Then they travel to Washington. Kirk Cousins lights up that spark for the Redskins. They may lose that game, too.
Maybe. I'll tell you this. I mean, if the Eagles do win the next two games, I agree with you, because I think Dallas will probably go 1-1.
Yeah.
And then the Eagles would have a two-game lead, and that last game wouldn't matter. I hear you there. But that's what has to happen. Eagles have to win two, and the Eagles have won 5 in a row. They're due to lose a game here.
Yeah.
And the Bears, by the way, are pretty dangerous. Let's not just give them a win over the Bears.
Okay, all right.
Bears are pretty dangerous right now.
Yeah, you know, Cutler's back as a starter, by the way, and I like them better with McCown.
How funny is that? When you're talking about the NFC East, you're dealing with all these quarterbacks either coming back or not coming back. The Eagles are wondering what's going on with Cutler and McCown, but not with Cutler.
Sure.
Dallas, they're rooting for Dallas to lose. Now Dallas has to face Kirk Cousins, which is probably an upgrade over RG3.
Yeah, at this point.
And then the Aaron Rodgers question mark, too. So it's kind of crazy how it's all working out.
It's nuts.
Now, here's another game to keep an eye on in week 17, Bill, that you have Dallas and the Eagles. The Niners play the Cardinals.
Oh, okay. I wasn't even looking at that one yet.
That could potentially, it's in Arizona.
All right.
Now, the Niners won the first game back on October 13th, 32-20.
That's correct.
So, you know, now the Cardinals have a rough kind of go at it. They get Tennessee this week. They should win that. But then they have to go to Seattle.
Oh, that's going to be tough.
Very tough. And then they have San Fran. But still, that's a game to circle, keep an eye on, because it could have a huge ramifications with the NFC wild card. So Bill, who do you – this prediction time. Let's end this conversation.
Okay.
Who are the top six seeds in the NFC?
Seattle, the Saints, Eagles, Detroit, Carolina, and the Niners. Exactly how it's written up right now. Arizona, I'm sorry, you're not getting in. Bears, sorry, you're not getting in. Green Bay Packers, sorry, Aaron Rodgers was just out too long. And Dallas Cowboys, sorry, your quarterback's still Tony Romo, and your owner's Jerry Jones. I think it's going to play out exactly how it currently stands.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, You would have the Niners traveling to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
To good. In the wild card game.
Good game.
You would have the Panthers traveling to Detroit.
That's another good game.
Cam Newton against Mr. Stafford.
Yep.
And, you know, you're off and running from there. And the Saints and the Seahawks are waiting.
Now, listen, I'll be surprised if Dallas ends up winning the NFC East. I'll be surprised if the Cardinals make it over the San Francisco 49ers.
That Seattle game kills the Cardinals.
Yeah, it does.
They have to go to Seattle. That's a killer.
I won't be surprised if the Bears beat out the Lions for that NFC North spot. That's the only one I won't be surprised with.
Well, let's just break it down quick here, I guess.
Okay.
Detroit has Baltimore.
Yep.
Winner loss
for Detroit, Baltimore. At home.
I tell you, that is one of the more intriguing games of this entire weekend. It's a huge game.
Think it's a win for them, so I'm putting them at 8-6.
All right, then they got the Giants.
9-6.
Then they got the Vikings.
I think 10-6.
See, I think they go 2-1 in those three games.
Okay, so 9-7.
Yes.
Okay.
Chicago.
Yep. 7-6 right now. Yep, go on.
Same record.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
Win. 8-6.
At Philly.
I think that's a loss. So I'm
Green Bay at home.
8-7, and I think Green Bay at home, 9-7.
Okay.
They might finish with the same record.
And so, all right, and then Green Bay, we're counting them out, I guess.
Yeah.
Green Bay's got Dallas, at Dallas, Pittsburgh, and then Chicago. Now, you said they're going to beat Dallas.
I did say that, which keeps them in the hunt. And maybe,
so that makes them, yeah, that's one win. Then Pittsburgh at home.
I don't think they, in Lambeau?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers might come back for that one. So I'll give him the win there.
All right. So they're 8-6-1 going into the last game. We're
right
at Chicago.
I think the Bears win.
Oh, I know. You had them winning. But I'm just saying, that's a huge game too, potentially.
Yeah, sure. Sure is.
What a mess.
And then with the Bear, if the Packers beat the Bears in Week 17, do they get in over the Lions because of that stupid tie?
No, they would have, in that scenario, they'd have to sweep. They'd have to win all three.
Right. They have to be,
They have to win all three. Because if one of these two, we think one of these two teams is going to go 9-7, right?
Yeah.
The Bears or the Lions are going to, one of them is going to be 9-7, if not both.
Right.
So in order for the Packers to overtake them, they have to win out. They have to be 9-6-1. They're 6-6-1. They have to win all three.
Right. Okay. Good point.
So I agree with you. The Packers are out. It's going to be the Bears or the Lions coming out of the NFC North.
It's all coming down to the wire. This is why, or one of the reasons why I love the NFL. It's drama. It's like a Hollywood script. You can't write this stuff up. There's always action. There's always, something to look ahead to and look forward to. And we're talking about the postseason here and the fight for the Lombardi Trophy. And it's going to get really interesting, really ramping up the coverage. As soon as it gets cold out, you know, the playoff talk begins, and it's pretty freezing at this point. And we're really heating up.
And is Kevin out there? Kevin?
No, not there.
Never mind. I was just going to mention that I found it interesting that NBC flexed out of the Patriots-Ravens game next week for the Eagles-Bears.
Now, this game, the Pats and the Ravens, to me, is a quality game. I don't know why they would flex it out for the Bears and the Eagles only unless they're thinking that
I don't know.
The only thing I was going to say is the playoff matchups in the NFC is so much more tight than in the AFC.
Well, I mean, there's a chance the Patriots, like we said, can already clinch a playoff spot this week.
Right.
Which means next week, they can still have a lot to play for. But they might not, they might be in the playoffs already. Whereas we know the Eagles cannot clinch and the Bears cannot clinch this week.
Right.
They can't. But I don't know. It just seemed like an odd decision. I mean, there was one article I read, which I think was total bogus, but it was talking about how they didn't want to have too many AFC games because they wanted to balance it out with the NFC games due to their contract, blah, blah, blah. But the way that article was talking about it was talking about so they could save some AFC games for the future. Well, there's no more games in the future. There's no more Sunday night games, right?
Right.
Because I believe there's none in Week 17. Don't they end them all at the 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah.
All right, so who knows? I just thought it was an odd decision. I wanted to get Kevin's take, but Kevin's not around.
Yeah. I'll tell you who is around. Our good friend Nathan from Southern California is in the 10-team PPR league. What's up, Nate?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Doing great, man. What do you got for us?
I got some fancy questions. If you guys could help me out, that'd be awesome.
That's what we're here for.
So, kind of conundrum on my quarterback. I got Luck on the bench. I didn't play him last week. I played the Amish rifle, and he screwed me over. And then I have McCowan, and then I also have, I just dropped Flacco, and I'm trying to figure out who to play, but I just heard Cutler's playing over McCowan.
Yeah, so, McCown's not in action, so.
Okay, so is Luck a good move, because I got to wait for Cutler on the waivers, and I could probably pick him up Sunday, but my other option, I guess, is Luck, because I dropped Flacco, or I guess Luck or Cutler.
I like Luck over Cutler. I like him over Flacco. I like him over Dalton. I like him over Kirk Cousins, Carson Palmer, and Big Ben. So any of those guys out there on the waiver wire are not going to be as good as Andrew Luck this weekend.
Any news on Reed for tight end? He screwed me over the last couple weeks.
I don't think he's going to play.
Oh, really?
He was sitting out already this week in practice, and they say he's not going out. He's not getting any better. So I think he's going to be out for this weekend again.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Dennis Pitta, pick him up. We've been saying it all week.
I tried to, and somebody got me who was higher on the waivers.
Kills
you. So, yeah, I'm kicking myself because I really tried and went for it, and I thought I had him, and I woke up the next day when they cleared, and he wasn't on my roster.
Oh, so, sorry, dude. That stinks.
It's okay. I'm commissioner, so I'm thinking about swapping some things around to get him anyway.
No, don't do that. That's some shady business. I do not approve.
No, I'm just kidding. Last question I have for you guys. Well, actually, two questions. Defense, anyway, I mean, I'm a diehard Pats fan, but anyway, I play Miami. I could pick up Indianapolis. I have New England, and I have Baltimore, but I just don't know who to play on defense.
I have the Patriots ranked fourth this week at ffchamps.com. The Miami Dolphins, on the other hand, they are ranked 16th. So I would stick with
defense. They've just been so bad, though. No turnovers, no sacks. They're not getting pressure. They can't stop the run. They let the opposing teams convert on third down. And I'm like, how could they have a statistically matchup with how they've been playing a lot? And these are against really crappy guys. I mean, Jason Campbell and Case Keenum.
Yeah, it's a little bit surprising. Remember, the Patriots do have a lot of injuries with Mayo out, with Wilfork out, with Tlaib banged up. So I still like them this weekend against the Dolphins, mostly because you know the Dolphins offensive line is terrible. So I think guys like Spikes and Chandler Jones will be able to get some pressure.
Okay, cool. And then I appreciate the heads up because I've been really hesitant to play New England, how they played the last couple weeks. And then last question for you guys. I play two running backs, and I always play one in the flex. And I really got to tip my hat to you guys because I lost my top guy, Doug Muscle Hamster, and I was actually a pretty poor record, and taking your guys' advice, I was able to kind of claw my way into the playoff. So I have Lacy, I have Gerhardt, I have Andre Brown, and I have Shane Vereen, as well as Alfred Morris on my roster.
Uh-huh.
So I was definitely going to play Vereen for sure. I was going to play Lacy if he plays, or I was thinking about picking up Starks as a handcuff because I really see whoever's running the ball against Dallas having a killer day. And then, go ahead.
Yeah, dude, you're playing Alfred Morris and you're playing Andy Lacy. I mean, that's the easiest way it goes. Put Shane Vereen in your flex. Nathan, we appreciate the phone call, but I'm going to need about a full bottle of Advil after that call because was it me? Am I the only one? Holy moly!
What was that?
Nathan, dude, I appreciate you calling us, and I want to help you win your matchups. Listen, you go with Lacy, you go with Morris, and you go with Shane Vereen. But boy, I can't deal with the background noises and the trucks honking and the kids screaming and the phone being so loud and you rambling on about Eddie Lacy about playing again. Enough. When you call us
today, Junior.
Oh my God, that's what I wanted to tell him. You know, you and Kevin, you guys are like, you guys are Skyping each other about it. I'm the one that actually comes out and say it.
Yep.
I couldn't take it anymore.
I didn't want you to yell at me if I blew him up.
And I'm allergic to Advil.
I know you, Kevin, like callers, and I didn't want you to yell at me.
What does it sound like, Kevin, if you blow someone up?
You ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. Got the bomb on you.
You like that?
Now, I don't know. You know, I have a hard time knowing if Nathan's a caller before, but that would have been one of the worst connections and background noise situations we've ever had. It was terrible. Oh, I can't. I'm gonna have a headache.
Bill's fired up.
Kerry Byrne from ColdHardFootballFacts.com is going to join us in a little bit. Hopefully, he has a much better connection. I know he doesn't have any kids, so we don't have to worry about background noises. No pets or anything. Hopefully, he's just in the comforts of his home. No traffic and radio in the background or anything. That's coming up next right here on Patriots.com Radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go.
Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place, Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month, guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by Metabank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.
Welcome back to Football Nation, Patriots.com Radio. Bill Enright and Todd DeVries. Todd, I hope I didn't scare anyone away from calling us back. I mean, as long as you have a decent connection and somewhat quiet, I'll be able to deal with it.
You're a very scary guy, Bill.
I'm not that much of a diva.
You're an intimidator.
855-728-7500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. I did get a tweet during the break. Eclectic Reason says they flex every game week 17.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but that's an exact quote. They flex a game every week 17. So I guess he's saying in years past, they've always flexed in week 17.
Okay.
I think we were saying they weren't gonna.
Yeah, again, I read an article and then it didn't make any sense, but maybe it does make sense. What? Just to clear the air on this, because it is the Patriots we're talking about, Bill.
Yeah.
If they do flex in 17, like the tweeter says, then it kind of does make sense, because what would happen is this. If they kept the Patriots game, NBC, then my understanding is that they would have kind of maxed out their AFC or their CBS games for the year. And then in week 17, they would be forced to use a Fox game. Because of the way that the contract is stated. But if they use a Fox game this week, which is – or in week 16, sorry, the Bears-Eagles game, then it leaves their options open to pretty much pick whatever they want for the final week. So they can go back and do an AFC or an NFC, whatever.
Oh.
That's what I had read. I don't know how accurate it was. But if they do flex in 17, then it does make sense. What they definitely don't do in week 17 is have a Monday night game, because that's definitely a disadvantage for – you know, short rest for a wild card team.
Right.
I just couldn't remember if they didn't do it a night game, because that's also could be perceived as short rest as well. But I guess they do.
All right, that makes more sense now.
Yeah, because it makes no sense to take that. Why would you take the Patriots Ravens out? This isn't. It's already sitting there. Like, why would you pull it out?
Yeah, I don't.
It still doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, there's going to be plenty of intrigue in the NFC in Week 17 anyway. You know.
Right.
But, all right, well, that's enough of that.
We're waiting for Kerry Byrne from coldhardfootballfacts.com to dial us in. You want to take some emails, webradio@patriots.com?
Oh, geez, we could. Where do we begin, Bill? Here's the one I got from earlier today, from Mike in the Bucket.
In the Bucket?
Yeah, Mike in the Bucket.
All right.
Hey, guys, PPR League semifinals. I have a few lineup questions. Start two running backs. Shady McCoy, Shane Vereen, Andre Brown, Steven Jackson, Andre Ellington, Lamar Miller, Donald Brown. Start two, LeSean McCoy and Shane Vereen.
That's correct, Shady and Shane.
PPR, no-brainer. Start two wide receivers, Dez Bryant, Keenan Allen, Julian Edelman, Michael Crabtree. This one is a little more thought in this one, Bill. Who are you starting? Two wide receivers, PPR.
Well, luckily, we have two flex spots next. So I want Keenan Allen and Julian Edelman in the lineup along with Dez Bryant. So let's go with Dez and Keenan. Let's throw Julian Edelman into one of those flex spots, and then let's see what else he's dealing with.
Okay. He has Pitta. It's tight end. He
can all right. Also so then it's just down to those running backs?
Yes.
All right. I like Steven Jackson.
PPR.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we typically like Andre Brown, but not this week.
Right. Not this week. Not against the Seahawks.
No.
You know what? I haven't heard that bird sound in a long time. You know, the one that applies to the Eagles, the Falcons, the Seahawks, the Cardinals.
Yeah, well, you know, our producer is choosing not to. There he goes. There he goes.
No, where's the one with the Seahawks? The one, you have that one, Kev? And then the bird. Yeah, all right. Hey. Kevin's communicating like... I don't think that's it. That's not the foghorn.
Totally is the foghorn.
Nah, I think you had a different one back in the day. No.
It's a truck.
That doesn't represent Seattle.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. There's one last question for Mike in the bucket, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And I like the way he's thinking here, okay? His opponent this week doesn't have any backup running backs to play for Adrian Peterson.
Ooh.
And Toby Gerhart was already grabbed by another team.
Okay.
So he's saying, should I drop Donald Brown or Lamar Miller and play a little defense? Maybe pick up Daniel Thomas or James Starks? What do you think?
I love the idea. But by dropping Lamar Miller and Daniel and Donald Brown and then picking up Trent Richardson or Daniel Thomas or James Starks, you're almost saying that the guys on the waiver wire are going to be better than the guys on your team already. And I don't know if that's necessarily going to be the case. It's not like you're dropping, I don't know, Dennis Johnson, the backup for the Texans, who may only score 2 fantasy points this weekend. And then you're getting a guy like James Starks. In other words, he's putting out somebody that could possibly have a good game. And not just some bum who we know what they are and they're not going to do anything. He's almost putting out someone with some decent potential. Now, right. If Lamar Miller doesn't play, then yeah, go out and pick up Daniel Thomas.
Right. Right. Okay.
But hey, I love the idea.
No, he's thinking.
Yeah.
He's thinking, which is good.
Yep.
We got time for another emailer?
We do.
All right. Tim in Baltimore.
Okay.
Tim says, hey, guys, I'm heading into the first round of the playoffs. I'm struggling with my lineup in a half-point PPR. Pick 3 of 4, Bill. Megatron, who's in. Brandon Marshall, in.
Yes.
Then it's between Edelman and DeSean Jackson.
And it's DeSean all the way.
Yeah.
Inside on that carpet in Minnesota, a dome. I like it.
Next one is from Neil in Pennsylvania.
Neil the deal.
Hey, guys, I got lucky and was able to pick up Toby Gerhart off waivers.
Nice.
The guy I'm playing first round had first waiver priority and could have blocked me, but he opted for McCown instead. Dodged a bullet there. Yeah.
Now McCown is not even starting this weekend, so what a bad waiver claim that was.
Bad.
Yeah, you're about a week too. He was about a week too late on that one.
All right. So he says, "Here's my lineup," and he has a screenshot. Let me know what you think if you make any changes from my bench. So
okay.
You see the screenshot there?
Yes, I see Nick Foles at quarterback, AJ Green, Jeffrey at receiver, our guy Shane Vereen and Toby Gerhart at running back, Antonio Gates at tight end, and Antonio Brown at the flex. Now, unfortunately, he had Peterson. He's out. Andre Brown. I don't like the matchup against the Seahawks. Vincent Jackson is somewhat intriguing to me, and so is Joik Bell. I'm not playing Vincent Jackson over A.J. Green, Alshon Jeffrey. Do I play him?
Antonio Brown.
And it's a non-PPR. Yeah, boy. I mean, Antonio Brown has been stellar, even without the PPR format. I'm going to leave Antonio Brown in the lineup.
Okay.
I would like to see a better tight end, but I don't see one here.
No, I think he just has one.
Yeah. What do you think about Joik Bell over Shane Vereen, Todd, non-PPR?
We don't know what's going on with Reggie Bush.
And that's,
even if Reggie Bush plays, you know, Joik Bell's going to see some action, and he's always productive.
Yep.
But we don't know, and that's a Monday night game. I don't know. I wouldn't want to risk it.
Okay.
Vereen's red hot.
Fair enough. Fair enough, dude. Yep, I hear you.
Now, if we looked at the AP wire right now and it says Reggie Bush is out this week, then you have an argument.
Yep.
You know, he has one more question. Neil from Pennsylvania asked, quarterback Romo or Cutler McCown? He has both.
Romo.
Tight end Jordan Cameron or Dennis Pitta?
Ooh. Boy. I got Pitta ranked 8th, Jordan Cameron ranked 4th.
Really?
I'm going to go with Cameron.
Okay. All right.
Dude, what do you think about Pitta on Monday night, Todd? Do you think you should go with him?
Cameron's coming off a huge game. Can he do it 2 weeks in a row?
Well, Dennis Pitta's coming off his first game.
I know. See, here's the thing. Here's why I'm so jaded with Pitta, is because I was so high on him in the preseason before he got hurt. I really thought he had a chance to be a top 4 or 5 tight end this year, fantasy.
Me too.
I really did. I mean, Bolden was off to San Francisco.
Right.
You know, he was so red hot in the playoffs last year, Pitta. He was dominant. So I'm jaded, man. I have to admit it. And I grabbed him in one of my leagues. And I actually have Cameron. I have Cameron, Tony Gonzalez, and now I have Pitta. And now I have to figure out who to start.
Well, who are you going with?
I don't know yet.
Who did I tell you to go with earlier?
You told me to go Pitta.
All right, well, I'm going to
But you have him ranked the lowest of the three.
All right, well, I'm going to tell him to go with Pitta here, too.
All right.
I think there would be a riot if I had... it's tough to explain sometimes.
Next one is from... Russell in NYC.
Okay. Russ, by the boy.
He says that, Bill, sometimes you're wishy-washy. He's glad that I put you in your place and get final answers out of you.
Well, you know, he's right. Sometimes I am wishy-washy. But I'm only wishy-washy because there's no definitive answer yet. Now, if someone's going to ask me about Eddie Lacy, yes. I have to be wishy-washy because I don't know if Eddie Lacy's playing.
Here's the deal. So with Russell and NYC, basically his dilemma is this. He basically is asking us, Bill, do I play Monte Ball tonight? He has to decide right now. Or do I bench Monte Ball and play Eddie Lacy?
Bench Monte Ball and play Eddie Lacy. You want a definitive answer? How about this? Get Ball out of your lineup, put in Eddie Lacy because I said so.
There you go.
All right? That's definitive.
And the reason, just so people aren't on the ball out there, I mean, Eddie Lacy's, you know, listed as questionable. We think he'll play, but he's technically questionable, right?
Yep.
He's playing the Cowboys, which is a great matchup. But he has to decide tonight. I'm with you.
You want definitive? You can't handle definitive.
Wow.
That's right.
That was pretty good there.
Thank you.
All right, next email is from Sven. From?
Hello. I always get this mixed up. It's either Germany or Norway.
You never know. You never can get this right.
I get it mixed up. Sven's from Germany.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks to your great advice throughout the season, I made it to the semifinals. This week I have to play against a good team. He's starting the following players. Ben Tate and Le'Veon Bell. Would you consider Ridley or Daniel Thomas for either of those two guys?
No.
Right. He's playing Vincent Jackson and Harry Douglas.
Okay.
His other options are Amendola, Crabtree, Burleson.
Standard scoring league, I'm fine with that.
He's got Bobby Rainey in the flex. So you could pull out Rainey.
No, I'm fine with Rainey in the flex, too.
So what he's got in there is good. That's what we're keeping.
That's right.
Okay. And Sven, no tidbits from Germany. Usually he gives us a little German trivia.
Yeah, he does.
And so next week, Sven, step it up. The holidays are coming, Sven. Give us some holiday German trivia.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Nothing. Well, maybe, yeah, I guess so.
Sven, here. Sven, I'm talking to you right now. I was once in Germany during the holidays, Bill, and I can't remember the name of this drink, but there was some drink that everyone was chugging out in the streets. Glühwein? Sounds terrible. Glühwein? Some kind of wine, alcohol, something, something.
Just in the streets getting wild, getting buck.
Getting buck on the cobblestone streets of, I think Copenhagen. I was in Heidelberg.
Heidelberg, Germany.
Yes. So, Sven, your homework assignment for next week, I think it's called Glühwein. Give me a little history on Glühwein and what's in it, what are the ingredients, and
and send us 2 bottles. Thank you.
Yes, please. All right, next one, Bill. Are we rolling on here?
Rolling.
All right. Gabe from Chicago.
That's where Gabe's from.
What's up, guys? Semifinals for me this week, thanks to your help throughout the season. I already have Jamal Charles and A.J. Green, so I need to decide on my other positions. Running back 2, Bill. Shane Vereen is the standard scoring. Shane Vereen, Danny Woodhead, Lamar Miller, or Toby Gerhart?
Gerhart.
Yes. Standard scoring, that's the key.
That's right.
Vereen and Woodhead, we love in PPR. Wide receivers, Bill. Pick 1. Keenan Allen, James Jones, Danny Amendola.
Boy, I'm going to go with Keenan Allen there.
Okay. Tight end, pick 1. Jared Cook, Pettigrew, Gresham. Really?
I got to check the rankings on this one because
those are crappy options.
Yeah, there, those are a lot of bad options.
Gabe, is Dennis Pitt out there, Gabe?
Pick him up.
Yeah,
Pitt is Jared there. Cook, I have ranked 22nd. Brandon Pettigrew comes in at 34. And Jermaine Gresham comes in at 24. So I guess the answer is Jared Cook.
Can you just rattle off a few players that are ranked above that he could drop this garbage?
Absolutely. Zach Ertz of the Eagles. Mercedes Lewis of the Jaguars. Zach Miller, Seattle Seahawks. Scott Chandler, Buffalo Bills. Martellus Bennett, Chicago Bears. Jacob Tammy, Denver Broncos. Heath Miller, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Any of those guys better than what you have?
Yes, that is correct, sir.
So, Gabe, make a move, buddy. We don't like your options there.
Next.
Next one is from Josh from Stratford, Connecticut.
Best email of the day. Josh is the truth, or Josh is the one that nicknamed us the truth. Sweet, short, and simple. This is the way I like it, Josh.
He just says, real quick, Alex Smith or Jay Cutler?
I mean, can it get any better than that, Todd? He doesn't barrage us with nonsense information about what he's thinking and who he's dealing with and who's playing who. We know all that stuff information. I'm going to go with Alex Smith here. For our guy Josh in Connecticut, a.k.a.
I gotta tell you, Bill,
the nicknamer.
I am surprised that the Bears are making this move.
Todd, Josh McCown has 7 touchdowns in the last 2 games.
He was lights out last
time. And the last time that they rushed Cutler, I'm not saying they're rushing him back this time, but the last time Cutler came back a little earlier than expected with that groin injury, he ended up injuring his ankle, and the head coach came out and said, Mark Trestman, he said, well, we're a little disappointed that we brought back Jay so quickly. We should have kept going with Josh. Josh has been on fire. Why bring back Cutler now? You're winning ball games. You're still in the playoff hunt. I don't understand the need to make a switch here. Plus all the rumors last week that Jay Cutler isn't going to get signed by the team in the offseason, and he's going to go down and play in Tennessee.
I just think it's, you know, you're right in the hunt. You caught the Lions. You're tied with the Lions.
Yep.
Roll with the hot hand. I don't understand this move.
Jay Cutler's best 2-game stretch this year was week 1 and week 2, where he had 5 touchdowns in 2 games. Josh McCown has 7 touchdowns in the last 2 games, and he's been playing great.
Yep.
I don't understand it.
I don't either. On the last question from Josh, what if it was Alex Smith or McCown and McCown was starting? What if they Would you still go?
I'd still go
Smith?
With Alex. Yep, yeah, I would. Okay. I had McCown at 17. Okay. I have Alex Smith at 12.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Bill, are you ready for this email? Because this guy is throwing lots of nice thoughts our way.
I love nice thoughts.
All right. It's a little long, but I'm going to read it.
Okay.
And it also has a reference to the movie Clerks. Are you familiar with that movie?
Clerks? Yeah, of course.
Okay. Dante? He's one of the characters in Clerks.
No, I'm not familiar with Dante.
I'm going to read this email anyway.
Isn't Clerks Jay and Silent Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Dante's the guy that runs the convenience store.
Oh, okay. I got him.
Yeah, Jay and Silent Bob are the stoners that hang out outside.
Sure.
Yeah, well, it's one of my favorite movies, by the way. Love
really?
It.
Okay.
Love it. I think it's great. So anyway, I don't know why he references Clerks, because I don't think we've talked about Clerks ever on the show, but he does.
No, we haven't.
All right, first, I want to thank you guys for putting out two entertaining shows a week. I listen to fantasy podcasts all week at work, and I'd put you in an alternating top two, far exceeding the information of mainstream four-letter sites.
This is a great email because not only does it butter me up a little bit, which just gets me excited to give him the best fantasy advice possible, but it lets me know that he's putting us on the same level of similar high-quality production and much higher-paid talent than you and I, and that also makes me feel good.
By the way, this is from at Eclectic Reason. I think we just talked about him earlier, didn't we?
We did. He let us know that they do schedule Week 17, which we appreciate.
He's the man. So this guy is an outstanding contributor to this show.
Great job.
All right, let's keep the buttering going. Ready?
Keep it going. Keep it up.
All right, I'm a fantasy football junkie who is extremely grateful to you. Not just a backyard player, I have the possibility of earning a low five figures from 37 PPR playoff squads out of 50 possible at the beginning of the season.
Wait.
I said 37, just like in Clerks. I hope it's luckier number for me than for Dante.
Hold on. He plays in 50 leagues?
He's in the playoffs in 37 of them.
That's great.
He listens to our show. And
that's a great ratio.
74%.
What is the low possibility of earning low five figures? What is five figures?
10 grand. 10, 20 grand.
Oh, wow. All right.
10, 20, 30 grand. I don't know.
I'm not good at math. I wasn't sure if it was like 5,000 or... Okay. So we're talking,
five figures.
We're talking a stack here. All right. I like that.
Yeah. So anyway, here's his questions. Here's a couple questions. Here's my toughest lineup question. PPR, Bill.
Oh, I'm looking at it. I'm getting shivers already.
You are. Pierre Thomas, Danny Woodhead, Andre Brown, Gio, pick two.
Oh, pick two. Thank goodness. Because I like Danny Woodhead tonight, and I like Pierre Thomas.
He already has Orange Julius, Decker, and DT going tonight.
Oh,
and he's playing against Peyton Manning.
Wow, he's got all three of the Broncos receivers.
If Peyton Manning does anything tonight, he's going to completely counteract it with his guys.
It's between Woodhead and Giovanni Bernard. I really want Pierre Thomas in the lineup this week. Gio or Woodhead, Todd? I'm going to go with Gio. Too many guys. He's got a lot of firepower. He's got a lot of firepower. Let's save some of it for the Sunday night game. Go with Giovanni Bernard. Go with Pierre Thomas. And then you got your three Broncos superstars tonight.
Bill, who would you rather have? Orange Julius Decker and DT or Peyton Manning? Who has the advantage there? Just that alone, we don't know anything about the rest of their rosters. Let's say
it's a PPR. It's a PPR league, and he has the advantage with the playmaker, with the pass catchers.
The PPR is the key, though.
Todd, every 10-yard catch for Demaryius Thomas is 1 point.
It's 2 points. One for the catch. And
I'm just talking about yardage. I'm just talking about yardage.
Oh, okay.
Peyton Manning would need two of those 10-yard passes in order for him to get 1 point.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. And since he has all three of the weapons here.
And no Welker,
yeah, it's heavily in his favor. I wouldn't be surprised tonight in a PPR format if Peyton Manning gets this guy 25, 28 points. Julius Thomas has 15. Eric Decker has 20, and Demaryius Thomas has 20, with Peyton getting 25.
Right.
So he can really outscore his opponent tonight in a big way, and it really comes down to what he's going to have at quarterback and who his opponent's running backs are.
Yep.
So but I like Gio and I like Pierre Thomas.
By the way, so
50 leagues, holy moly.
Eclectic reason, where were you all year, buddy?
He's been hitting me up on Twitter.
All right.
He's been here.
Well, I'm glad he's hitting us up on the email as well.
Yes, heavy in the tweets. He's certainly good stuff. I recognize his what is it called? The profile photo or the avatar or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now I don't know what this guy's name is because it's only Electric Reason. But Electric Reason. There it is.
Eclectic.
Eclectic, whatever. Electric. Yeah, whatever, man. I mean,
the Electric Reason.
I like that better. What does Dante have to do with the 37? What was that about?
It's a reference to the movie. We'll get into it.
All right.
But I appreciate the reference. I like the referencing Clerks. That's a great movie. Very funny.
It is very good.
All right, we got an email already from Nathan.
What does he say?
Sorry I pissed you off, Bill.
Nathan!
I'm on my way home from work.
Nathan!
I thought that the only way to contact you guys was in the car with my daughter. Thanks for finishing off my call and giving me advice in spite of all the crazy background noise.
If Nathan wasn't such a regular caller, and I know he's a good guy, and I know, hey, he's picking up his kid. I mean, what comes first, picking up your kid or fantasy football? So I totally understand where he's coming from, but I just couldn't take it anymore. It was just too much for me. There was too much going on in the background. The girl's screaming. He had the radio on. There's cars buzzing by him.
But here's the thing. What people don't understand is to the audience, I'm assuming Kevin can chime in on this, most of the callers sound the same level-wise, like volume-wise. But to us, 90% of the callers, it's very, very faint in our headset, so we really have to strain our ears to, like, listen. It's really hard sometimes, and that's why we do ask you guys to speak up a little bit sometimes. But then this one came in at, like, level 11.
Well, I'll tell you why it did, crazy. Kev. I'll tell you why it did, Todd. Kevin was out doing something else.
Yeah.
He wasn't around to fix the level.
I screened the call, and then the second he was crazy loud, I potted him down.
Oh, see, I thought you were like, toying with something or doing something else, because it sounded like it took him a couple seconds to
lower. Sometimes when people answer the call, like when you guys say, hey, it's you know, Todd in Nova Scotia or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And they say hello. At first blush, a lot of them will say hello really loud because you can't hear them, you know?
Right.
And then it sort of levels out as the call goes along. So I gave him like 3 Mississippi and I was like, this guy's on crack.
Yeah.
So I potted him down.
Nathan!
Every time you do that, it gives me a headache.
Yeah. That's just as bad as Nathan. Right
there. Good. That's the point I'm trying to make.
All right, another email here, Bill, and I think I'm caught up on emails after this one. Ready?
Okay.
It's from Sea Dog.
Sea Dog?
I'm going to read it just like it said, just like you typed it, okay? Hello, Tood, Bill, and Kevin. I'm in need of some serious help. I'm in a 12-team PPR. You like that?
Tood. I like that. Yes, I do.
All right. 12-team PPR. No Gronk. Do I start Witten or Pitta? I'm leaning towards Pitta.
Go with Pitta. Pick him up. Start him.
No RG3. Do I start Carson Palmer, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Kirk Cousins, or Jason Campbell?
Palmer.
No Bush. With Reggie Bush questionable, I will be starting Vereen and Alfred Morris. Any dark horses out there you might recommend or stick with Morris?
No, Morris. Hey, listen. Morris is a top 5, top 8 running back this week.
Okay. My team was looking good, so good before last week. Now I'm struggling. Hey, Gronk is out. RG3's out. Reggie Bush might be out. I mean,
this poor guy certainly lost some weapons. The good news is it seems like he did a good job to replace him. I mean, I can't think of a better last-minute replacement for Rob Gronkowski than Dennis Pitta.
Totally agree.
RG3 really hasn't been doing much anyway.
I don't think this is a huge downgrade.
So Carson Palmer's been playing well, and he's playing against the Titans this weekend. And then the Reggie Bush thing hurts, but, hey, Shane Vereen and Alfred Morris in a PPR league, you'll be just fine. It's a 12-team league. This is a good squad.
Very strong. Yeah, I mean, overall, obviously, this is a downgrade, but I don't think there's a downgrade at quarterback. Gronk to Pitt is a downgrade. Reggie Bush to Alfred Morris, maybe a slight downgrade, you know? Yeah, but RG3, but RG3 to any of these other guys, I don't think it's a big deal. RG3's right. been terrible.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, Bill, that is our email list for now.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here on Football Nation. More fantasy football advice, plus the Week 14 schedule breakdown, all coming up next right here on Patriots.com Radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go.
Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club story time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen. Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that Do Not Disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play Online for just $79.99 a month guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit GotToGetFios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
All right, welcome back to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. It is week 15 in the NFL. We have about 15 minutes left in today's show. If you want to get a quick email or call in, now's the time to do it. 855-728-7500, web radio at Patriots.com. And, of course, you can always follow us and hit us up on Twitter. Todd is at CFF Geek. I am at Bill Enright. Kevin Collins is at Pats Radio _ Kev. Yes?
What are you, Ron Burgundy?
I'm asking.
That's correct.
Okay, that's correct. Just wanted to make sure. I don't want to give out the wrong information.
It's okay. We've been known to do that.
Huh, not me. I don't know what other...
Mr. Accurate over here, Bill Enright.
That's right. All right, guys.
You want to answer some of my fantasy questions, Bill?
I was worried about this, Todd. I wanted to try to get to another topic before Kevin got on the mic, but, you know, since he brought it up, I guess we have to do it.
So
we've been helping him all season.
I'm making a declarative statement first.
A declarative?
Yeah. Declarative, whatever
declarative?
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm playing Charles Clay over Antonio Gates.
Ooh.
Making a move.
All right.
Because I think he's going to tear up the Patriots.
Before we get into this, Kevin, lay it all out for us. Are you in the semifinals now?
In one league, I'm in the semifinals. In the other league, I'm in the quarterfinals.
All right.
And I am a...
So the quarterfinals, so you're going to play in week 17 in that league?
Yeah, it's not my league, though. Oh, I mean, it's not like I make the choice.
I hear you.
That's actually the work league is the one that goes to week 17.
Boo!
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I boo.
How is there a work league and Todd and I are not involved?
Because that would be unfair.
Why?
Because you're both experts. This is what you do for a living. Those of us that have real jobs don't have the time to sit through there and comb.
Those of us that have real jobs producing a fantasy football show. What's the difference?
The world needs ditch diggers too, okay?
What's the difference? You're a fantasy football producer. We're the fantasy football host. We're both doing the fantasy football.
Yeah, I'm doing a public service by doing this. I understand
that. Go on with your lineup.
So anyway, I'm going to play Charles Clay in the league where I'm in the quarterfinals. And I'm going
to
sit Antonio Gates for the first time this entire season.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yep. Bad karma.
I know it's bad karma, but I also have our boy Bill Nick Novak, and I have Ryan Matthews, and I don't want to have a bunch of Chargers. And I also I just really think that with what Clay's done over the past couple weeks, that combined with what the Patriots kind of have on defense, I think it's a good matchup for him. Let's see here. The other one, this is the league that I'm in the semifinals, guys. I'm in a pickle because I got a bunch of guys, and I only have two spots to put them in.
Yep.
I've got a running back and a running back wide receiver flex spot to fill here.
Yeah.
I've got Pierre Thomas, Bobby Rainey, D'Angelo Williams, Darren Sproles, and Toby Gerhart for two spots.
Pierre Thomas, Bobby Rainey, Toby Gerhart, D'Angelo Williams.
And Darren Sproles, yep. So I got five guys for two spots.
PPR?
It is a half-point PPR. Rainey put up a big week last
week. You said Steven Jackson?
No, I said, so I have
Pierre
and Darren from the, and Sproles from
I got
Rainey, Williams, who looks like he's going to start with Jonathan Stewart, and Gerhart.
It's Gerhart, Rainey, and Pierre Thomas are the three. You got to narrow it down to two.
Well, I have to narrow it down to two, yeah.
I like Pierre Thomas and Gerhart.
Interesting. So Rainey, even with the big week last week, you think he's he's got a tough matchup with San Francisco.
He does.
I understand that. But he did have a nice week last week, and he definitely helped. Without his help, I don't make the semifinal. I only won by like 8 points.
Do you get points this week for what he did last week?
No, I don't.
All right, so
Mr. Smart Guy.
All right, just
show you. He's done pretty well since he's been forced into action.
Hey, listen. I got into a big Twitter war during that game when Mike James went down. I was like, pick up Bobby Rainey. You never know what can happen. And he's been like a top 10 running back.
Absolutely.
The last 3 weeks.
And the big thing that I look at, Bill, is just, you know.
That could have been all Doug Martin, because that's what I'm thinking.
Well, yeah, but it also, when you get to the nitty gritty this time of year, Bill, you definitely want a guy that's going to get a lot of touches.
Oh,
you know
of course.
I mean? Because statistically speaking, it gives you the best chance to rack up those points.
Kevin, it's all about opportunity.
Exactly. So I'm kind of surprised to hear you go away from him because I think he's going to get the ball at least 20, 25 times.
Touches for Bobby Rainey last 4 weeks. The first of the four, 30 carries, then 18, 17, 22.
But he's also had some receptions too, hasn't he?
No? I really like Pierre Thomas this weekend, and I really like Toby Gerhart if Adrian Peterson doesn't play.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't want to use Gerhart and you want to use Bobby Rainey because you got a gut feeling, then by all means, go with that.
So,
it's going to be very close.
Would you call me crazy, Bill? So say Adrian Peterson does not play. Would you call me crazy for going Rainey and Gerhart and sitting Thomas?
Listen, I have Thomas ranked 15, Rainey ranked 17, Gerhart ranked 19. And
so they're all a wash, basically.
They're all right next to each other.
This would be my strategy, Bill. Should Peterson not play, I know that Rainey and I know that Gerhart are going to get a ton of touches, and I know that Thomas is going to be sharing touches with two other guys.
That wouldn't be a bad move to do.
So that would be my kind of thinking behind going through that if I went that way.
The last 2 weeks in a half-point PPR, you know how many points Pierre Thomas has scored?
Not much.
Don't even, Kevin, do not listen to what Todd's about to tell you.
Yeah.
He played against the number one ranked defense and the number two ranked defense.
No, I'm
talk about skewed stats.
And I also.
Jeez, Todd, what are you trying to do to the poor kid? You can give him a heart attack.
And I also started him both weeks and won. I survived his kind of lackluster week.
Okay.
But I just. I was pleasantly surprised, guys, to get. I thought I put in the claim for Gerhart and got him. I don't know how or why, because I was next to last on the thing. I was 9 of 10, and I got him.
I mean, Pierre Thomas is playing against the 23rd ranked defense. That's why I like him. It's the matchup. It's great matchup.
So you're deaf, but what you're doing to help me here is you're crossing out Sproles and D'Angelo Williams as possibilities.
100%.
Okay. Well, that helps me at least narrow it down to three guys. And if for some weird reason Gerhart does not play due to his injury, then obviously the decision's made for me.
There you go. That's a good way to look at it.
No, I appreciate that. I just wanted to get your guys' basic take on, you know, Bill, we had the discussion about Jacoby Jones last week.
Yep.
Were you really listening to me? No, I know, but I still won. But anyway, so just you were right, but still just kind of – We it brings up like a philosophical debate when it comes to fantasy over guys who you kind of roll the dice on and think, you know, he's not going to get a ton of opportunities, but with the few that he gets, he could really make something out of it. When it comes to the playoffs and, you know, the money's on the line and you're in these situations, which is a great situation to be in, and I'm not complaining, but I sort of just kind of like, I just feel safer hedging my bets when it comes to running backs on guys that I know, like, this is the bell cow for the team. You know, he's going to get these looks.
Of course. The opportunity for Bobby Rainey is much greater than the opportunity for Darren Sproles.
Yeah, and even though a guy like, you know, Glennon has played pretty well, and a guy like Castle stepped in and, you know, has done, you know, admirably, you're still talking about two teams that don't have exactly stellar quarterbacks and that are going to sort of lean on the run game to try to produce.
Right.
So that was sort of my thinking behind if Gerhardt starts and Peterson's out, possibly taking Thomas out of that starting role that I've had him plugged into for quite some time and rolling the dice on Gerhardt and Rainey as my RB2 and flex, knowing that those two guys are going to get, hopefully knock on wood, 20-plus carries apiece.
I hear you.
So that's where I was sort of going.
I hear you.
Maybe that helps somebody else out. Who knows? You know, somebody else who has as Gerhardt and these guys as well.
Right. Do we have any last-minute emails to get to, or are we all caught up?
I don't see any in the inbox here.
I thought you just weren't forwarding them to us because you wanted us to make sure that
no,
we
I
got
forwarded
to
your
question.
I forwarded you a bunch.
That's really what I think Kevin does sometimes.
No, I forwarded you a bunch.
And then people are like, that jerk, Bill Enright, never answers my question.
And he hangs up on me because my kid's screaming in the background.
Little do they know, Kevin doesn't forward us their emails.
No, I do. And a lot of times, you know what gets me a lot of times, guys, is that, you know, we get so many emails on the show and throughout the course of the day on all three shows.
Right.
That sometimes somebody will send in an email at, say, just playing devil's advocate. Say they send it in at like 4:05, right when the show starts.
Right.
And we go through our phone calls and our guests and our segments. And by the time we roll around to sending emails, they've already sent that email like three times. You know what I mean? Because they'll send it at 4:05 and then they haven't heard it by 4:30 and they'll send it again. And then they might send it at 5. And it, like, my brain, unless it's a really bizarre email or like really creative with like a cool picture attached to it, my brain isn't able to be like, oh, that guy already sent this exact email.
You know, Todd and I host the other show on footballnation.com,
yeah,
and we always get embedded photos in the emails with cheerleaders and hot sideline reporters. Not so much for the
Patriot
show.
Not so much for this crowd, I guess.
No, I guess not. More professional.
Although we do have a couple creative guests that sent in. I remember they had like the Bill and Todd's Excellent Adventure.
That was great.
Logo. Yeah.
That was really good.
And every once in a while we get screenshots of sort of the lineups, which definitely helps for you guys, you know, going through a lineup. I mean, it's nice to have it right there in front of you.
Yep.
A lot easier.
Well, listen, I think we got to wrap up today's episode. Do we have any last minute thoughts or pieces of strategy, gentlemen?
What? Todd's sending in emails to he's sending in emails to web radio or something. He's blowing up my inbox over here.
I was trying to sneak in some last minute emails.
Do you have a question, Todd?
No, I don't. I was sending him pictures. I was sending him emails that we received on another radio show of pictures of beautiful women.
Oh, hey now, I see what you're talking about. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, so there you go.
But if I was the one emailing the show, this would do me good. But if I'm not, unfortunately, because every time I email the show, I get yelled at.
By who?
You. You scold me. We've been through this. Oh, that's right. I forgot. Oh, oh, oh.
So Kevin,
you're taking up time from our valued customers. You have access to me, a lot more access to me than other people do. I'm only on 4 hours a week. You
that's
have
true.
Access.
That's true.
You know, 7 days pretty much.
You're easy access.
That's right. Easy access.
Oh, Jesus.
Should get that tattooed on his lower back.
Easy access.
Bill Enright with the tramp stamp.
Yeah, sweet. That's what the people want to see.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But but anyway, do we haven't done a score prediction for the Patriots Dolphins?
No, we got to do that.
We
Good
could do
point,
that.
Kevin.
Start, Kevin. You go first.
Oof. I'm going to go Dolphins. I'm picking the Dolphins to win the game, first of all. I'm going to go Dolphins. They're getting 2.5. I'll go 27. I'll go Dolphins 30, New England 20.
30 for the Dolphins?
Yeah, I think they're going to put up some points. That's why I'm starting Clay.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if they've gotten 30 all year.
Supposed to be 82, good weather, huge game for them, playing for their lives. Had a huge win last week.
They scored 34
they
points.
Scored 34
that was
points last week in a blizzard.
That was their first time ever.
I think they're rounding in. I think they're one of those teams that's rounding into shape at the right time. And I might be, if I eat crow on Tuesday, I'll be the first guy to admit that I'm wrong and be absolutely stoked about it.
All right, so what's your final prediction?
I'm going to say Dolphins 30, Patriots 20.
Todd, you want me to go next?
You go next.
Pats 23, Dolphins 20.
Ooh, that was a popular pick today amongst fans.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, emailing in predictions. I mean, if the Patriots win, Bill, I think it's going to be a score like that. We'll put it
that way. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you just kind of took the wind out of my sails. I had a very similar score. I have 26-24, Patriots.
26-24, okay.
Yeah, I think,
It's a weird score.
Yeah, I could see a weird score in this game. I think that New England's offense, especially with the slow starts they've gotten off to, and then minus Gronkowski, I think they'll struggle to score, especially when you take into consideration the offense was built around him. They're going to have to make some game plan adjustments moving forward.
Yep.
And so it's going to take them a while to learn how to walk, so to speak, without Gronk, like a baby learning how to walk again.
You're like a little baby.
Yeah, so I think that that's going to be an interesting development to watch. And even though like that Buffalo game could mean a lot at the end of the year, maybe it won't. But even if it doesn't mean anything, I still think I went out on a limb today and said I still think you'll see a lot of the regulars, even if that game is meaningless to the Patriots.
Sure.
I still think you'll see a lot of regulars because, you know, as much as health is important, these guys got to learn how to perform in the playoffs without him, and probably going to have to learn how to run a lot of different sets without him. So should be interesting.
Kevin, who's your prediction to make the final wild card spot in the AFC? We kind of went down the list an hour ago. Ugh. You got the Ravens, the Dolphins. Who do you have in there?
If you think
the Dolphins are winning this week,
yeah.
The Dolphins have Buffalo and the Jets after that.
I'm going to put it this way. I think Baltimore goes to Detroit this week, right, on Monday Night Football?
Yep.
I think Detroit wins that game. So that makes them, what, 7-7?
Yep.
And if Miami wins this week, what are they, 8-6?
Yep.
It's going to be tough. I think Baltimore beats the Patriots. So that makes them 8-7.
You think the Patriots are losing the next two?
Yeah, I really do.
Okay.
Because I think when I look at picking the games, guys, I don't think the Patriots will roll over by any stretch, and I still think they'll be competitive. But I also look at the spots these two teams are in, and I look at Miami and Baltimore playing at home, playing in massive games, for their season, basically. I just think that they're going to be the more desperate team going into these games, and I also think home field counts for something when you're in that situation. So what's Miami's next game after the Pats?
Buffalo.
So they win that. I think Miami's going to get the last spot.
Yeah, it's definitely possible, man.
Yeah, I think they're going
to. Don't tell me that.
But it's up to this week, though.
Because I think when you look at Baltimore, they go to Detroit, which is a really hard game because Detroit's in a predicament of their own. So I think Baltimore loses that game, but then rebounds against the Patriots and is probably playing for their life that last week and hoping they get some help from Miami. That's what I'm thinking.
Telling you, Bill, first round, the first game of the whole playoff season, the first wildcard game is going to be Miami at Cincinnati.
But
get your popcorn ready.
Where I struggle, Todd, is trying to figure out a way. I think the Bengals are going to lose a game, okay? But I think that the Patriots are going to lose two, and then the Patriots lose the tiebreaker. That's what I feel like is going to happen. I hope I'm wrong, but that's just kind of the feeling that I get looking at what the two teams have left through three games.
Well, you know, Patriots fans everywhere will be rooting for the Steelers to
Absolutely.
Beat the Bengals.
And I'll be right there with them. I mean,
yeah.
I hope I eat crow.
That
I just,
game is
I
huge.
Just think that these two games for the Pats they're really tough spots, and they're not going against Cleveland, and they're not going against Houston, you know? They're playing against capable football teams who have beaten some really good teams this year, and you're going into their home in a game that, like, pretty much is everything for them, you know? You're playing a cornered animal, so to speak. And I think that's a dangerous spot to be in. Especially, Todd, 2 weeks in a row on the road, too.
I hear
That's another underrated thing that, you know, you look at the Seahawks, right? The Seahawks lost in San Francisco last weekend, okay? Played a very tough physical game on the road. Now they have to fly across the country and play the Giants. Okay? I'm really curious. I know a lot of people think that game's going to be garbage and that the Giants are just going to, you know, just fold and not show up. I'll be curious to see if the Giants are at least semi-competitive and don't just, you know, fold their tents, how Seattle responds to the second week on the road. Teams playing on the road 2 weeks in a row generally don't have great results in the NFL. That's what I'm going with. I picked the Giants to cover that spread. I think it's 5.5 or 6. I picked the Giants to cover that.
Yeah, you're wrong about that.
I might be. We'll see. But I'm with you guys. I think Seattle's the best team in the league, but I don't think they're as head and shoulders above everybody as everybody else thinks. We'll put it that way.
Okay.
And I picked San Francisco to win the game last week. And I think that the Seahawks will win this game, but I think it's going to be a dogfight, and I think it's going to be close.
Well, you know, the Seahawks just have to be good at home. That's all that matters.
Exactly. I mean, unless they lost last week. If they lose this week, though, Todd, all of a sudden, you know, they're kind of forced back into having to win their last two games. Because I think the Saints only have three losses, and granted the Seahawks have the tiebreaker, but they wouldn't be able to slip up again. Their cushion would be sort of gone.
Yep. No, you're right. The Saints have a huge one at Carolina next week.
Yeah, I mean, and that's huge big. Game. And I'll pick the Saints in that game probably.
Yep. Yeah. It's coming down to this, my friends. It's going to be interesting.
But I mean, with that loss last weekend, it makes this game against the Giants not a must win, but it's sort of like if you want that cushion, if you want that pad, and you want to be able to rest players the last 2 weeks of the season, they really have to win this game against the Giants.
They will.
We'll see.
They will. They got St. Louis. They got Arizona next week after the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not afraid of their last two games, but I think that if you...
Oh, look, Arizona's not...
Yeah,
you know,
but here, so here's the thing.
But they're both at home.
Play devil's advocate with me, Todd. Say if Arizona is at least a challenge for them, right? If they lose this week and all of a sudden they have three losses going back home, I mean, they got to show up, you know?
Seattle's not going to go 1-2 in their last three.
No way.
That's the bottom line.
I'm not saying they're going to go 1-2, but I think...
So if they go 2-1, they're fine.
Okay.
And then they'll be sitting pretty, and they'll be there January 20th.
What I'm saying is I think that it'll be tough for them to go 3-0 because I think this is going to be a tough game this weekend.
I hear what you're saying. The travel thing, it's definitely a factor. It's been proven time and time again.
And they played a really physical, tough team last week. So we'll see what happens.
Yep. Bill, do you have anything to chime in there?
Goodbye.
Okay.
As in, let's wrap up the show, you know?
I'll play you some Rick Ross from South.
Are we ready? Are we done?
Oh, hell yeah.
I think we gave our playoff implications earlier in the show, Todd. I'm not going to do them all over again.
No, we're done.
No, I just... Take us home.
We're hustling, right, baby.
I want to wish everyone a great weekend. Best of luck in your fantasy football playoffs. I know it's the semifinals. I know it's the opening round of the playoffs. Exciting week in the NFL. We'll be back next week on the Fantasy Football Champs and Football Nation. On behalf of Kevin Collins, Todd DeVries, I'm Bill Enright. Thanks for listening, and best of luck this weekend.
Suck the snake you're tripping with. Yes, I'm the boss. 745, white on white, that's Rick Ross. I cut him wide, I cut him long.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.